If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
What are you going to do? Are you going to continue on? The change is up to you.
No matter what, even if you're not going to win, you got to fight.
You have not because you ask not. Most people don't have the life of their dreams because you don't ask God for the life of your dreams.
What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it.
The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment again and again and again and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Everybody's got to pay the price. Everybody's got to do the deal. Everybody's got to do the discipline. Everybody has to pay. But here's what I've discovered. If the promise is clear and powerful, the price is easy to pay.
You have the talent. But to go to that next level, the thing that everything hinges on is whether you can master your mind or not.
You practice for 1 or 2 days, you wore out. You do a couple hours, you tired. But yet you competing against people right now, that's their lifestyle. And you think they about to let you take their lifestyle?
Knowing who we are is hard. It's hard. Give yourself a break. Eliminate who you are not first, and you're gonna find yourself where you need to be.
Change is an invitation to the future. If I can change, I can have my future.
See with your own eyes. Feel with your own heart. Trust what your own eyes see and believe what you feel in your heart.
A word we throw around all the time is difficult. How difficult will the journey be? How hard is it going to be to succeed? This is more or less asking, is a desirable outcome likely? We're asking if it's worth our time. But that's not the right way of looking at it. If you want something enough, difficult becomes your best friend. It's your greatest asset.
See, we all grow from two experiences. One is called the pain of losing. The other one is called the joy of winning. We need both of them. Amplify them as much as you can. Which also means make losing painful. If you set up something, fooled around, didn't get it, put it on yourself. But hey, winning and losing, see, that's what it's all about. That's the name of the game. Now, some people lead such mediocre lives. At the end of the day, they don't know whether they're winning or losing. They've got no clue. There's a better way.
The only way to be a professional is to work harder than everybody. A professional, like a professional baseball player, a boxer, is someone that's better than everyone else. That's why he gets paid so much to do it. That means work. It ain't nothing professional going to get given to you. There's some sacrifice, there's always pain, and, you know, there's always going to be dark times.
You've got to have that thing that makes you go. When you want to stop, you continue. There's nothing that will get in your way of getting it done day after day.
I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're gonna go all out to have it.
There's an inevitability to success. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we adopt one more, when we adopt compound pounding.
It's not going to be easy, when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out.
How do you want to live your life? Now is a great time. Start with you. How can you be better today? Doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life.
What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What would you like to have? What would you like to share? How much would you like to earn? How far would you like to go? Those are some major questions to ask. And for that all to work out like you want it to for the next 5 or 10 years, in my personal opinion, you've got to get serious.
Provoked to purpose. You would think that purpose just happened, but purpose doesn't just happen. They went years just going through routine. Provoked is not a good feeling. It is an uncomfortable, irritating feeling. It is a scary, annoying feeling.
The right perspective makes the impossible possible. You cannot change the past, but you can always change your perspective. No problem could be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it.
This is you versus you. You see, once you stop paying attention to everything that has nothing to do with you, your life will change.
If you want anything in life, it's not coming to you while you sit on your hands. Get up, get out there, and get it. Make a decision that you want it, and do whatever it takes to get it.
Change is inevitable, and you are either changing for the worse or changing for the better. You decide.
You could say fuck all the excuses. You could stop making them. You could stop giving into them. No matter how valid they are, no matter how real they may seem, you can finally decide that you're going to get up and move, that you're going to create that momentum, that you're going to take a step, that you're going to make the demand, that you create momentum, that you get something done.
This is about winning. And this is not about winning a year. This is about winning moment by moment. This is about winning every day. This is about winning a few days in a row, 5, 6, 7 days in a row, and then winning the week. And then it's about winning a few weeks in a row and winning your month. And then it's about winning a few months in a row and you'll win the year.
The most important thing to understand is that life is a jungle and a jungle is neutral. Life is a backdrop and you and I are the players. The question is, do you want to be an unfamiliar tourist in the jungle, or do you want to be a guide?
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating?
When you want something out of life, you've got to be willing to go into action. Don't wait around for things to be just right. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for the ideal situation. It will never be ideal.
We don't have to wait until we die in order to experience heaven. Our thinking can bring heaven to us now.
You can't build something on an unstable foundation. You know, you build something on a shaky foundation, you can even get it high as you can.
Good habits are hard to come by. But what's even harder to come by are people that have good habits that you can be around.
While everybody else is clubbing and hanging out, you got your focus right. I respect any motherfucker that wakes up every day and work their ass off to live their life and lifestyle.
Human being, you've got unlimited potential. You can put effort on you, and by concentrating on you and developing you, you can transform your life wherever you are right now.
Do the work you do not want to do now.
so you will be where you want to be in the future.
There will be many giants in your life. There will be depression. There will be anxiety. There will be oppression. There will be stress. There will be overwhelm. Will you buckle under the pressure, or will you rise to the occasion?
Instead of letting your goals and your tasks and your health and your discipline waver, rise up and aggressively move forward down the path toward victory.